Thanks, Matt. The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Here we go then. Good morning and hello to you. It is your final ever XFM Breakfast Show as we, like Northern Ireland First Minister Peter Robinson yesterday, now step aside from the job after allegations that the Provisional IRA are involved in the death of XFM. It is Friday, the 9/11 of September, and yes, I am John Holmes, and yes, the XFM Breakfast Show is now adjourned. Morning, it's 7 minutes past eight, your last ever XFM Breakfast Show. I am John Holmes. And of the many, many, many wondrous adventures we've had together over the past three or so years, none sticks in my mind, certainly producer Dave's mind, and possibly your mind, more than the long-standing affair that news dog Matt Dyson has been having with Dave's mum. This stemmed, of course, from when Matt poked her, much to Dave's annoyance.
Just befriended her. She came up as, like, a friend you may know. There's Val.
Yeah.
Masterman.
Val Masterman.
That was the moment that clicked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Want a bit of that.
Look. Get it on. Yeah. I'll have a slice of that pie, is what he thought.
Oh, no.
And so, well, that happened. You know, Matt and Val have been involved in a torrid love affair now that's purely based on lust for a good couple of years. And it all happening under producer Dave's nose, behind producer Dave's dad's back.
Yeah.
Sometimes literally. which is weird, but okay, whatever you're into, you know, that's fine.
In the side garden, yeah.
Taking Val in the side garden. I mean, imagine that, of the house where they live in Manchester. But all things, as we know, Matt, must come to an end. And so it is that Val has recorded a little message.
Oh, no.
Can I just say, I was in charge of this recording and it was horrible. the things that I had to, anyway.
Here we go. It's producer Dave's mum saying goodbye to her lover.
Dearest Matt, it's Sexy Val here, or as you like to call me in bed, producer Dave's mum. I just wanted to say goodbye. I know it's John's last weekday breakfast show before he moves to weekends, but almost 3 years is a long time, Matt. It's over far too soon. Something which, of course, you knew all about before I bought those special little Matt-enhancing blue pills from that dealer round the back of Nando's. I want you, Matt. I need you, but there ain't no way I'm ever going to love you. But don't be sad. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. It's time to move on, Matt. It was wonderful while it lasted, but things change. Remember, though, we may be going our separate ways. Beautiful hairy Matthew, but we'll always have that dogging sight just off the Orsett Cot roundabout.
Weird.
That was weird. It was weird for you, was it? Very weird for me.
Dave had to record his own. I wrote that for her to read, right? And poor Dave went, I can't get her to read this. And go on now, get in that studio.
Oh, God.
There it is, Matt.
The love that dare not speak is
there. Producer Dave's mum, Matt's lusty lover, saying goodbye. Steadfast Eight. We're on Melancholy Hill.
Up on Melancholy Hill, there's a plastic tree.
Right, two bits of breaking news for you on Melancholy Hill. Number one, the trestle table of Tat, where we sold off XFM's surplus stuff downstairs, raised a total, get ready, of £1.40. That's right. Children in need, it ain't. another bit of breaking news for you is that producer Dave's mum Val, who you just heard there writing Matt a Dear Matt letter in many ways, was just listening to that in the car while driving around her nephews, who are how old?
4 and 6.
Four and six. And their names are?
Bailey and Harley.
Bailey and Harley, good morning, and I do apologise that you had to listen to Auntie Val talking about dogging. I really am. Sorry about that. 13 minutes past 8. Lots more to come before we finish at 10 this morning on the last ever XFM Breakfast.
The XFM Breakfast Show.
With O2 Priority. O2 customers can get priority tickets to thousands of gigs.
Oasis. Stop crying your heart out. It's the final ever XFM Breakfast Show from XFM. After the news at 9. The return of the inappropriate X-List. Songs that may or may not be in or appropriate to the closure of XFM. We will be doing it after 9. Your suggestions are welcome. 83936 at XFM.
X, the XFM Breakfast Show.
With O2 Priority. Get priority tickets to thousands of gigs. Up to 48...
21 from Great Boston.
What are you talking about?
For XFM, I'm Matt Dyson.
That was your... Was that your final weather on this
that's
program?
The weather looks like out the window.
Oh, that's out the... So there it is. The nice. Weather, final weather, as seen from out of the window. Look at that. Look at that, Tim. There's a moment again, isn't it? Look at that.
Yeah.
I'm actually glad that one's gone.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Inappropriate X-List.
It so is. This is where we return to a feature we used to have just after 9 o'clock. You get to choose the music. This morning, well, it's obvious, isn't it? It's the end of XFM. This is the last ever XFM Breakfast Show. Your musical suggestions then as we play them for the next 20 minutes to half an hour. We'll start you with this. I don't think it really needs much introduction. Away today from the XFM Breakfast Show. It is the final breakfast show. We finish at 10 o'clock. This is the return, a one-off of the inappropriate X-List songs suggested by you, please. That was Cast and Walk Away, of course. This next song suggested by Mandy in Walthamstow. Good morning, Mandy. Welcome. Thank you. It's David Bowie. The last ever XFM Breakfast Show. Your suggestions for the one-off return of the inappropriate X-List this morning. That was suggested by Mandy Walthamstow. Martin's in Salford with the streets.
And I'm just standing there. Oh. I can't say a word. Because oh. Everything's just gone.
It has, yeah.
I've got nothing.
No.
Absolutely nothing.
Got a weekend breakfast show, shut up.
In one single moment, your whole life can turn round. Stand there for a minute, staring straight at you.
As we prepare when you wanna leave to leave this island called XFM Breakfast. When you wanna hear my voice. It's the inappropriate X-List. And yes, XFM is shutting down. This is the final ever XFM Breakfast Show. We won't be back. It's closes on Sunday, XFM. It rises again as Radio X on Monday, the 21st of September. And this has been the Inappropriate X-List. Thank you for all of your suggestions this morning. I would say 50% of people suggesting this to finish the X-List. And before the songs we didn't have time for, just like the old days, it's 20 past 9. This is Semisonic.
Closing time. Open
suggested by you. Semisonic, that is closing time, and it is closing time for XFM Breakfast.
Time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginnings.
There will be a new beginning. It will be at weekends. This show moves over to the brand new Radio X. We will be the Radio X weekend breakfast programme starting on Saturday the 26th of September. That was the inappropriate X-List, the one-off return. Thank you so much for all of your suggestions as ever. And if you do remember it, when we used to do it back in the day, there was always songs we didn't have time for. Oh, here they come.
Goodbye, my lover.
Ah.
Goodbye, my friend.
It's James Blunt, of course. Still love Emma Bunton.
Think I better leave right now.
Not so much, will you?
Everything changes but you.
Say hello.
Oh, yeah. David Gray on XFM.
Dave. It's Ray Charles. JoJo.
June. The XFM Breakfast Show. With O2 Priority, O2 customers can get priority tickets to thousands of gigs up to 48 hours before general release. Search O2 Priority.
Okay then. Right, it's 9:36 and you are listening to XFM. Now, we have just under half an hour left to go of the XFM Breakfast Show. A little bit coming your way before 10, certainly, to just see us out. But ahead of that, here's Matt with the last... This is it, Matt. This is the...
Oh, this is my last...
This is the final ever music news. Make it count is all I'm going to say.
Well, I will make it count because I've just found out in the past few minutes that Muse have announced some new arena tour dates. What are you playing that music for? So big news from Muse fans this morning. They're going to play the O2 Arena on the 11th and 12th of April next year. It's trying to hard to sound upbeat over this. It follows the release of their number one album, Drones, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
in June of this year.
Yeah.
So the Libertines did a no-show last night at the Electric Ballroom in Camden.
Yes.
People were waiting there for hours.
Was it 11 o'clock they did?
11:30.
11:30.
So they finally sorted themselves out to make some sort of PA announcement.
Yeah.
That the gig had been postponed due to a medical situation.
At least that is a proper reason, unlike Axl Rose's reason for not coming on till midnight at gigs, which was watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 The Secret of the Ooze backstage. Yeah. That's what we learned.
At least they didn't say that.
Yeah.
And people were angry, understandably. They threw pints onto the stage and stormed out.
The bar was still open at that time.
Yeah, but they stormed out and they will be an announcement that they're going to rearrange that gig, but we're not sure what the medical situation is.
I think we
people
can
are worrying
hazard
about
a guess.
Pete.
Yeah. Well, right.
People are worrying about the state of Pete.
But the album's still out today, right?
The album, Anthems for Redeemed Youth, their first album in 10 years, is out today. Yeah. Also, Pete Doherty's Prison Notebook is out. It's like a companion piece to your memoirs, John, I think.
Yes, what the book, A Portrait of an Idiot. Yeah. What a double bill.
Yeah,
a Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, available now on Amazon right now. If you go there and click and order it right now, you mean? It's the end of XFM and I've got mouths to feed. Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah. Yours is a much more reasonably priced than his.
Thank you very much.
His tales from his time in Wandsworth Prison, where he was sent there for stealing things from his own bandmate's flat.
That's right.
They cost £4,000 each, these books.
£4,000? I tell you what, my book is much cheaper than that on Amazon.
Yeah, it is. And REM from...
Have you bought it yet?
Haven't passed it. No, I did go to a bookshop and they didn't have it.
Oh, no.
What more can I do?
That's because it's sold out.
I mean, yeah, because it's sold out. Yeah, just one other thing. REM frontman Michael Stipe has been having a go at Donald Trump for using the band's music in his presidential campaign. They used It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Really?
Yeah, which one of his rallies in Washington. Stipe and REM bass player Mike Mills have tweeted a statement calling Trump sad, attention-grabbing and power-hungry, saying, do not use our music for your moronic charade of a campaign.
Nice. Thank you, Matthew. The final ever music news. I'm guessing you can find more information for what? About the next 24 hours before it shuts at xfm.co.uk. As mentioned, Muse have announced arena dates. This is Psycho. Psycho. XFM. It's not over yet. Just over 15 minutes to go.
Everything is about to change.
From Monday, September 21st, XFM becomes
Radio X. You'll still be able to tune in on 104.9 FM in London, and soon you'll be able to hear us right across the UK. All you'll need to do is rescan your digital radio.
It's coming. Monday, September 21st, 6:30 AM.
Radio X. Get into the music. The X.
So, this is it. This is the end. This is the end of the XFM Breakfast Show. Forever. This is the final time that we'll speak. And I just want to take a moment to remember those, in all seriousness, that have gone before, and turned the XFM Breakfast Show into the I guess the cult legend that it became, and this is all down to these people, Tom Binns, Lauren Laverne, Christian O'Connell, Sean Keaveney, Alex Zane, Dave Berry and Danny Wallace. It has been a privilege to broadcast in their shoes. It has been an honour. We've carried the torch for the last 2.5 years, almost 3 years, and I am genuinely humbled by your incredible response to the show. Certainly over the last week, and as I say, it was a privilege broadcasting for you every morning. The most important part of every radio show, of course, is simply its listeners, and that is you. And quite, I mean this absolutely sincerely, you have been the best listeners in the world on this, and thanks very much. We are off to do all this again at weekends for you on the new Radio X, Saturdays and Sundays, come and join us. But from XFM Breakfast, forever, with me, John Holmes, Matt, Dave and Simon, we all thank you, and goodbye.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Welcome to you if you're new to the XFM Breakfast Show, and again, it's not like Heart or Capital.
You won't see us advertised on bus stops.
No, you won't get any out of
it. We rely on word of mouth recommendations. So,
Gwyneth Paltrow has a steam cleaner.
Yes.
For her uteral area. James Corden and Emily Blunt, hello.
Hello.
How are you both?
I love XFM.
Good morning, Stu. What is your trust issue?
I don't trust anyone wearing a hat whilst driving.
Russell Brand, welcome.
Hello, mate.
You've been busy, haven't you? Our guest this morning, Simon Pegg. Good morning, Simon Pegg.
Good morning.
Martin Freeman still with us.
Hello.
I saw your Christmas jumper.
Did you?
Yeah.
Dave's mum listens. Val, I've just made friends with her on Facebook.
Morning, Matthew.
What? Let me hear it for Winter Wonderland! Spotted, Matt, spotted.
Spotted.
This is a manly musk off you, Gerard Butler. That's what there is.
Actually, you have beautiful lips.
You don't get that over on Absolute Radio, do you? No. Tell us what your connection is with Blur.
Well, I was Big Susie, the prostitute, in the coffee and TV video.
Mr. John Holmes is blindfolded, ready to fire tennis balls at intern Charles.
Yes! Frank Turner, the mighty Frank Turner, to give him his full name.
Am I mighty?
Mighty. Who would you eat and why?
Come
it's
on.
Ricky Gervais, good morning.
Thank you.
Where's the claps?
We don't do that. No, stop it! It's not bloody capital! Hello, Hugh Jackman, still with us. Got your XFM goodie bag.
Oh, I love it. Yes, that Dave. Is awesome.
Listen to this. This is producer Dave running through electric wires.
Just impasto.
And that should give us all something to think about. We discovered that producer Simon has a rather good Frank Spencer impression. It goes a little bit like this.
Hello, John.
Are you the Helen that first had a go at John's leather jacket that he wore on stage that time?
I am, yes.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Friends forever. BFFs. That's us. Yo, Suchet! Paul Rudd, welcome to XFM.
XFM is great. Every other station in the world sucks.